Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Oh, Share Funny. Sponsored by Paul Davis. We just got a great picture from Christopher on Twitter. Paul Lovett. Paul Lovett, Gadsden, Alabama. I mean, you're not supposed to be using your phone, Christopher, while you're driving, but he's taking pictures of going down the interstate. So thank you, Christopher. If you have any needs at your home whatsoever, they can do everything at Paul Davis. And I mean everything, whether it's wall issues, flood, fire, roof damage, anything, they can take care of it. Just go to acetj.com/Paul Davis for Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Let them take care of whatever your home needs. Maybe they're we're continuing to get comments from earlier in the radio show about dates that didn't even last an hour. And I'm fascinated by some of this stuff. Suzette said everything he presented on the phone was a lie, from his height, his job. He sent very old pics because he ended up being older than me. He thought it was funny, and he could win me over with his story of how he lived with his mom.
Yeah.
How is that going to win anybody over?
Yeah.
So not only did you catfish, but now you also live with your mom.
Yeah. I blocked him as soon as my foot touched the concrete outside of the restaurant.
Oh, man.
I'm fascinated by men and women, but it seems to be predominantly men who present something as if the person won't be disappointed once they meet them, because eventually you're going to be found out. If you ever have a plan to meet up.
You think men do that more often than women?
Maybe because we do a predominantly female show, I hear about it more coming from women, because I don't know a lot of guys who've spent a lot of time on dating apps.
Yeah.
Well, Riggins, you've spent time on dating apps. Have you ever had it to where you met up with somebody and they weren't as they presented themselves?
Yeah, I mean, basically, everybody's picture, you pick the best photo of yourself ever to go on a dating app. So there's, with every person I met through a dating app, there is some differences. Now, there's never been one where I went, you are nothing like what I thought.
And that's also, you've already always seen them naked before you met them.
No.
That's weird, because I wonder, the people that I've gone out on dates with from a dating app, if they saw me and they're like, you look different than your picture. Obviously, you're not going to tell somebody that, but
right.
That's interesting.
Has a guy ever seen a picture of you naked or scantily clad before you ever met him?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
I've never been on a dating app.
Why would I send a naked picture of myself to someone that I didn't know?
I don't know. I thought maybe you felt like you knew him from me having him talk to him. I'm just asking.
Oh, I've had that happen.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not going to send a picture of myself to a stranger.
But so you're saying everybody misrepresents themselves in some way.
Yeah, that's a tough word to use, misrepresent. But there are differences, noticeable differences. But it's also because you build up, you see a picture and you read one line, like one little funny, clever line, and then you have text conversations, chat conversations. Yeah. So you build up this person in one way, and sometimes it's a little off from what you were expecting, but nothing ever like a catfish or anything like that.
Yeah. And never for you either, Alexis?
No, I've never been catfished. But now I'm wondering if anybody ever thought that about me.
Yeah.
Because I do put some good pictures up.
Well, sure. Everybody does.
You put up
the best photos of yourself.
I think I would go, if I were on a dating app, I would go totally the opposite way. Like, hey, I'm, for the most part, just saying like, hey, look, these pictures, though, they're misrepresented. I don't look as good in person as I do in these pictures. I just want you to be aware of that. Like, I've really worked on the angles. They're in black and white because I'm, very fair skinned. You know, I'm probably misrepresenting myself. I don't want you to be disappointed when we meet, because I would just assume once we meet, you're going to be disappointed. So let me go ahead and throw it out there.
You said you were on a dating app, or you never were?
I've never been on a dating app.
Yeah.
It's like building a resume, and you put, you know, these very colorful, energetic words, and then sometimes, you know, you like to say, you're trying to sell yourself, essentially. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might be a little more aggressive with the things that you put in there.
There's another lady that DM'd us and said, met a guy to go to the movies. He showed up with another couple he was friends with. I mean, it would have been nice if I'd been given the heads up, but whatever. Then we all get in his truck together to go eat after the movie, except he drove us to an abandoned shopping center parking lot. And the couple just started going at it in the truck. The guy I was with came and got into the back seat with me. I just got out of the truck and started walking. Now, that date actually lasted more than an hour if they went to a movie. But can you imagine people you don't know, even if you didn't know, they just start going at it in the truck in an abandoned parking lot.
What the heck?
So clearly his assumption was after the movie, well, we're all going to like just be freaks in this abandoned parking lot.
Ew.
If he got out of the car to get in the back of the truck with her,
they were going to...
Wouldn't that be his assumption?
Oh my God, I would hope not.
Well, I got news for you.
Yeah. It sure seems like that was it, though. Oh,
this is why I don't do dating apps.
Abby said he sat on the couch with his dog listening to Jimmy Buffett the whole time, and he wouldn't talk to me. To this day, I hate Jimmy Buffett.
Oh God, was that me? That might have been me. That was probably me.
She said, this next one said, took me to a revival. And it was the Bible thumping kind. Like, I was one of the only new people who came, and it was like the pastor was directing everything towards me and a few new people sitting in the same section and didn't look anywhere else.
Repent.
That's where he took it for a first
date. Yeah, that's a little aggressive for a first revival.
Can you imagine? I'd be like, what are you trying to say here?
You need Jesus.
Yeah, she said he honestly was probably staring at me because I was the only lady there wearing jeans and a shirt, not a dress like everyone else. I was calling my mom to come get me. It was so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to go to a revival?
Yeah. Why did your date last less than an hour? Melissa said two introverts equals very short date because neither of us do small talk.
Oh, that's awkward.
First date is usually nothing but small talk. So, yeah, the silence was definitely awkward.
Oh, God.
That's the worst when you're on a date with someone that can't carry a conversation. They do it pretty well through text, but then you get in person and you're like, oh my God, I have to do all the work right now, so it's not awkward.
And both of them in that scenario.
I know, so they're just quiet.
Yeah, at least she can acknowledge, look, it was kind of it's kind of on each of us. I couldn't really pull my weight. He wasn't pulling his weight. It was kind of bad.
Yeah. You typically want someone in a relationship that fills in a part that you're missing, you know? That's what you're kind of looking for in a spouse or a significant other, to complete you in a way. So
that's
if you've got two people that don't talk.
Yeah. That's why my wife is attractive.
Yeah.
Because I need that to fill in my unattractive portion of the relationship.
Yeah, and likable and all that stuff.
Yeah, and all that stuff, like likable. Thank you, Riggins.
You're throwing shade.
Yeah.
It's shady in here.
I need someone to be likable.
Woof. Yeah, that's tough. That sucks.
Dating's hard.
It's so hard.
And I can't imagine... It's got to be harder today. I don't know.
Everybody says that. Like, everybody that is way older says that. They're like, we feel for you having to date in this generation because it's horrible. Like, they hear horror stories. And I'm like, it sucks. I think it literally sucks.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. There's so many more opportunities to meet people, whether in person or online. I think having the online way to meet takes so much pressure off. You don't have to go to a, you know, speed dating put together by some, you know, bar.
Yeah.
You don't have to go meet somebody in the park. There's so many opportunities to meet somebody, and you can get kind of a feel before you have to commit to a full date. I think it's way easier now.
I don't know. I really like the organically meeting someone, and I know that that's just like cliche and dumb, but still, something about meeting someone at the bar or meeting someone somewhere, and you just kick it off and you have organic conversation rather than constantly going through profiles and being like, hey, is this person cute? This person not cute?
Yeah, I can see though, like for example, and never having done it, but I can see where, like, take Tinder, for example. Immediately, you know, there's something there because they matched with you and you matched with them. So you can, it's easier to start a conversation because, you know, at least this person visually has some interest in you.
Yeah. Maybe that's because you guys are men, so you're usually the one approaching a woman, because I never thought about that. I'm just like, well, whatever.
Prior to being on the radio, that was terrible. Being on the radio made my dating life before my first wife, made it much easier. And then after my divorce, much easier.
Ew, because you were out here in these streets.
Yeah, he was a slut.
You're just
I'm just saying.
Yes,
it's easier to meet people when people already know who you are, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that skews it a little bit. But I can see what Riggins is saying. If you can, if you've already matched, so to speak, this person has some level of interest in me. They find something about me interesting or attractive. And then you can text back and forth with the conversation. So before you actually ever meet the person, you've already seen them. They already know something about you. You've already got some kind of foundation. You already know a couple of things you want to talk about or ask about. That's got to be easier.
Yeah, but the leading up to the day, like when you've been texting someone and then you're like, okay, we're going to meet in person, that gives me the most anxiety. Like, I just get so nervous and I dread it, and I'm like, okay, I just have to get through that initial part. But the lead up to that is just, I hate it.
That seems like that would be the exciting part. Like the build up to the first time you're gonna see him and all that kind of stuff. Like, oh, it's gonna be exciting.
Yeah. You're just expecting it to go bad.
Is that what it is?
Probably, because it's the same thing with this wedding thing this weekend. You're dreading it, and you're already suffering so much, and it hasn't even happened.
I know.
Don't you always expect it to go bad, though?
No.
Do you go into every meeting with a woman, Riggins? It's like, okay, this is probably going to go bad, but I'm going to go do this.
No, one. Not at all.
Okay. It's more like I feel like I get, like, shy, and that's such a weird feeling for me, because I'm not a shy person.
So I got made alcohol.
Yeah, and then I might get too drunk, and then I might make bad decisions.
Yeah, I'm always self-sabotaging.
Yeah, that's right. You're self-sabotaging.
I haven't been on a date like the first date in a long time, though.
What's the worst? Have you ever had one that's like, you're like, that's one for the books? It's really bad. A date period where you were, where it was a first date or a third date. You're like, okay, that's the end of this because this is just a disaster.
I don't have any horror stories, but there was one time where, again, I met someone on a dating app. He seemed very cool while we were texting, great conversation. But when we met in person, he was so shy. And we went out to eat, and the whole time he's just staring at me, and I'm trying to eat, and I'm like, okay, what are we going to talk about now?
So he probably was intimidated by how attractive you are. And he's like, man, I just can't believe I'm on a date with this attractive woman.
Okay, well, but still, that makes it so awkward and uncomfortable. It was.
You said it couldn't be that rigged.
No, it couldn't be that.
And then, whatever.
Definitely not that. So. What else is there?
No, I don't. That's surprising to me, especially considering you come from the restaurant industry. You're dealing with strangers, new people every day, and
it is weird.
Getting shy.
I know. It's like a very foreign feeling for me, but I do. I get shy just for a little bit. Once that initial meeting has happened, then I'm okay, and I can make jokes, and it's fine. But
I think especially for women, when they feel like they're having to pull the weight in the conversation, if you feel like you're constantly trying to engage him, it can
it's
be
awkward.
It probably is more frustrating, and you think a little bit less of him, because do you also think the guy should be kind of doing that as well?
Yeah, because that's what we're on a date for. We're supposed to be getting to know each other. It's not fun that I'm talking and eating and you're just staring at me. And then he was from, he didn't live in Charlotte where we live, so he came like an hour drive. So after dinner, I couldn't just be like, okay, I'm done with this date. So I was like, let's go to the movies, because that way we didn't have to talk.
Oh, God.
I know. And then he tried to come into the apartment when he dropped me back off. And I was like, okay, well, bye.
Did he walk you to the door? Or?
He walked me to the door and he stepped inside.
Oh.
And I was like, do you need some water or something? Do you need the bathroom? Like, what are you doing? It was just weird. It was odd. It was awkward. And he kept messaging me afterwards. I'm like, you had to know that that date was not a good date. Like, you were there, right?
Maybe he just thought, hey, maybe we can go grab it. Maybe if I can just get over that first date. You know, second date, I'll get in the apartment and get the steak.
I mean, yeah. What?
I was like, what are you doing? Go away. Push him out the door.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be awkward, too, if you thought it was a good date and it wasn't.
Yeah, because then he's like texting me like, oh,
I had a great time. That was great.
What? Were you on the same date?
Yeah, she likes me. You're like, Then you keep putting yourself out there trying to have a second date that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And you look like an idiot.
Well, and the whole thing about this guy, too, is that he built up the date for so long.
Yeah.
He was like, because I said, where do you want to go eat? If you're coming to, you know, my city, Charlotte, I have recommendations. He's like, no, I'll take care of all of it. I have this planned out. I know this perfect restaurant. You're going to love it. And just huge buildup. And... not to say that anything is wrong with this. Let me just say that first. But we went to Carrabba's. So it's like, okay, you did this whole build-up. You're like, I'm going to surprise you. And you take me to Carrabba's? Like, I love Carrabba's, but...
when you're here, you're family.
isn't that Olive Garden?
Yeah. Why are you building it up?
You're just...
you're a snob.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you love it, what's the problem?
The chicken Brian there is fabulous.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ace, and I've got a very good friend that recently lost 36 pounds with Noom weight, and he was telling me about how excited he was about it and how great it was a while back. And then I recently heard about Noom mood, and I got just as excited because it can be stressful trying to tackle your stress. I know that sounds weird to say, but Noom has a team of dedicated coaches that you can work with that have a support system helping you on your journey. It's accessible, convenient, and it's only 10 minutes a day. That was my word. This is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. No. Accessible, convenient, just 10 minutes a day. It's got kind of a daily curriculum that holds your hand. You can use it whenever and wherever. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. Now they can help you tackle your stress. They're helping me. They can help you worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I had a story I was going to share here, but I saved it all morning for the Share Funny podcast, but I don't want to get it.
Well, don't do that.
Oh, you saved it the entire show.
Yeah, and then I just reread. I read it earlier this morning and thought, oh, you know, it kind of when you're rifling through stuff, like, oh, save that for Share Funny. And then I came back to it for Share Funny and was like, I don't really want to get into this. I'll have to do a description, and I don't really want to get into the description.
Well, you have to tell it now.
I hate to do that,
but it says there's an adult toy company that has released graphics that show what men's and women's hands would look like if your hand was redesigned to only be good, only be useful for self-pleasure.
Okay.
You're a pervert, Ace.
Go on.
You love that stuff. No, I was kidding.
You told him to tell the story, and now you're ridiculing.
Yeah. I actually said, I don't want to tell the story.
Do they have pictures of what they would look
you
like?
You can Google pictures of what they're like. I didn't Google the picture. I just read the description.
What's the point of that?
What?
What's the point of that?
They were just being stupid.
Oh.
Just to get some publicity about it so people would check out their stuff.
Oh, because I was like, can you get, like, surgically done?
Yeah.
Can I have my hand look like this?
I was about to say.
It points out, yeah, you can look at them, but it points out, like, they're not safe for work, and you're not going to be able to unsee them once you see them. You know, it's wild.
Oh, gosh.
Ew, yeah. Let me see.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, they basically look like the toys on your fingertips.
Ew, right. Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's gross.
Thus the reason I didn't, because I would have to go into all of the details of how the digits would look and so forth and so on. And
yeah.
I didn't want to get into all that.
Yeah, you made the right call.
We could table that one.
Thanks. Now that, even though Alexa says things like, well, you love talking about stuff. Yeah.
I mean, you do, though.
I mean, she's not wrong.
It's not like a bad thing.
How do I don't even bring that up.
It's not like a bad thing.
How is it not a bad thing? B, and I'm sorry, I'm going to stop making lists.
A.
But B.
Bullet point.
I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't. Tell me how. Give me another example.
You always talk about, like, boobs and naked things, like stories about naked people. What else?
You are randomly making stuff up over there.
Are you kidding me?
Stories about naked people.
You're able to turn everything into something that's pervert.
Oh, my God. I'm offended beyond belief.
And you know the voice
point.
That you do when you do it?
He gets real close to the microphone.
Like, I'll do that. I do that whenever we talk about these things. But I am not the one that brings that up all the time.
Not all the time.
You take it there, though.
No, I don't.
Taking it to Freak Town.
Yeah, Alexa says some sexual stuff, but I think you might be more vocal about it.
On this show, who says the most sexual stuff?
You.
You are a straight-up liar. TJ brings up more sex-related topic things, especially during Share Funny, than anyone else.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't.
No, yours are more personal. Yours are like, I would do, you know.
Yeah, and it's just like I do not ever sit here and say,
I would do this to her or whatever. Yeah. I have not. You are a damn lie.
And you were the one that was naked in the jacuzzi. TJ wasn't.
Okay. What does that have to do? Nobody saw me. You asked me if I had any clothes on, and I said no.
Everybody saw you posted on Instagram. Everybody knew you were naked in there.
Yeah. Nobody saw me naked,
but
though.
They knew
all you
were
saw
naked.
Was my shoulders and my head.
Yeah, and then you came back and told everybody you were naked.
No, I didn't tell you. You asked me a question, and so I answered.
Because we assumed you were naked.
Yeah. Right. So it wouldn't have mattered what I said. You would have assumed it anyway.
Yeah.
That's what you love doing. It's fine. We love you either way.
You asked me if I did it, and I said yes.
Yeah, because you wanted us to ask.
No, I didn't want. Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's right. Okay,
you wanted it.
You wanted it.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Rob, you agree, right?
Yeah.
See,
this is some bullshit. To be honest with you,
let's do a survey. Can we do that?
Doesn't make
as
you
next?
A bad person.
Yeah, let's do a survey.
Who's the most perverted on the show?
Yeah.
Doesn't make you dumb or a bad person or evil. Exactly. It's just it's something that you talk about a lot.
I don't talk about it a lot. Okay, when have I talked about being naked a lot? Only because I tell y'all, I sit around my house in my robe.
Yeah, and you're like, it's always food, you know, with the food and the sex
thing. I don't bring it up.
You do love doing that. You love eating food off of naked people.
No, I don't. I've said before, I don't like that.
It's so weird.
I've never said I liked that.
That's why you like breakfast in bed. Now it makes sense.
Yeah. Look at Ashley just said, Ace, they are, wait, where'd it go? They are straight up lying on you. Thank you, Ashley.
Well, Ashley doesn't know. She sit in here.
Exactly. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, it's not always on the radio.
No offense, Ashley. But he's a pervert.
Thank you, Ashley.
He's perfect. Thank you.
Some would say.
Some would say, Ace.
You are.
Some would say that.
You are. I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm asking a question that other people would ask.
Exactly. That's his You know, your tendencies can be a little, how would I say this, like creepish?
Beg to differ.
It's okay.
Yeah, she, as Ashley has pointed out here, straight up lying.
Now, Ashley has listened to the show for a long time.
For a long time, Ashley has listened to the show.
Unfortunately, she got this one way wrong. This is a major pervert.
I'm sorry to tell you that you are not correct, and you clearly don't listen.
Yeah, exactly.
She said, the only time you say anything is when they bring it up to you first and you respond, but you very seldom start it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you don't have to entertain it also, Ace.
Okay. Well, this might not be good.
That yeah, I mean, Alexa says the nastiest things to me, and I just, I just sit there and listen to her and keep it moving.
As a listener, Ace comes across way more freaky than TJ. I like it, though. It's as listeners, we love freaky Ace.
Yeah.
You're a free dude. We love it.
You're a free dude. We love freaky Ace. Ooh.
That's right.
Okay, well.
Yeah, there's the voice.
I had to do it right there. Yes. It had to be done.
And what's your nickname that you like calling yourself?
What's what?
What's your nickname?
My nickname?
Yeah, Papi Diablo or something.
Papi Diablo.
No, Papa Diablo.
Papa Diablo. Yeah.
Remember the radio family gave me that. Mm,
and you liked it, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with anything?
Papi Diablo.
It's not Papi. El Papa.
El Papa Diablo.
Yeah, El Papa Diablo.
Well, maybe that changes it, but still.
Yeah, it's not Papi.
He used to flick his tongue a lot. That was like a big thing. You stopped doing that as much.
Thank you.
I'll say that. He was a big tongue flicker.
Tongue flicker.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah, that kind of thing.
No.
Mm-hmm. Am I lying?
Only if I've been drinking.
You did that?
Yeah. Only if I've been drinking.
Do you still do that?
No.
No, he stopped.
Because it kind of became a thing on the radio. People were just being assholes about it. So I just doing it.
Do the tongue thing.
Yeah, I know.
Do the tongue thing.
It's not fun anymore. Y'all are being. I almost said a really bad word.
I was judging you. Yeah. At this point. I don't even think that's a bad thing.
Tammy says, Alexis. Wait, where's Alexis? Alexis, the most perverted. Alexis always makes it sexual.
And I don't.
Well, you are pretty charged.
But if it's already, the conversation's already happening.
And if people could hear the things that you say off the radio.
Yeah, they don't need to know that.
Yeah,
well. And Ashley, I was just kidding. See, now people are going to get mad at me. She's like, I do know what I'm talking about.
Let's see. If people are continuing to, here's another one. Veda says, TJ is the biggest pervert, but I think Ace is probably the freak.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Ace?
I don't really know. Would Freaky be more willing to actually
try new things,
do stuff?
Adventurous?
Be kind of wild? Yeah. New places? That kind of stuff?
Probably.
Then that would be me, probably. You know, different locales and things.
Here we go.
Okay, we'll just take a break, then. That's fine.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So what else is going on that y'all want to talk about?
that you're a perv.
Yeah, people are still asking about it.
Nobody's asking about it.
Yeah.
No, but who's still asking about it?
Steven.
Who's Steven?
He's somebody, one of our listeners.
Yeah. What did Steven say? Where did Steven comment?
Steven said, Ace is definitely the most perverted, and he likes being naked a lot.
He should be arrested.
Okay. You have no, Steven has, not, I don't even know my name.
He
Steven
wants to know the difference between a freak and a pervert, but I think we just.
Can girls even be perverted, though?
Yeah.
I don't know, but you're probably getting awfully close. Yeah.
How could they not?
Perverted is different than vulgar.
Yeah.
I'm not perverted.
Vulgar doesn't necessarily.
But I am vulgar.
Vulgar doesn't have anything to do with being sexual at all. Vulgar can be just trashy language in public. You know, you know, wearing dirty, you know, clothes that have nasty sayings on them or whatever. That can be vulgar.
So how is a girl perverted?
Perverted strikes me as like something that's not good. Like it's not sexual or I don't know. Perverted, like a pervert, means somebody who's being like sneaky and
dirty, kind of.
Yeah, like not right.
I don't
not
think right. I'm a pervert.
Perverted to me is more like like it's
bad.
Bad. Mm-hmm. Like a pervert is somebody who would sneak up to look in your windows,
right?
Or something.
I would
like
never
that.
Do that. Yeah. I don't got time for that.
But that's not the only thing. I mean, I don't think. I don't want to get into detail, but I'm sure there are lots of other things that women could do that are perverted.
Yeah.
You know, I'll send you some searches.
So I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say I'm perverted.
You would not say that.
No, I might be, you know, I'm not a lady. I know that.
Save that quote.
Save that quote. I just love that quote. I'm not a lady.
I know that. I'm not even going to try to hide it.
Are you ever, you're a lady in public
when I need to
settings
be.
And everything.
Yeah, I know how to behave. But I grew up around all boys. That's why I just am like the way I am. I'm sorry.
Well, Heather here has gone on to critique all of us.
Okay. She didn't include me, so look at me.
That's right. She didn't include you. TJ brings up more sexual things on the show, but Ace has to add in his freaky thoughts. Alexis wants to seem innocent on the air, but she's a freak behind the scenes. Riggins isn't innocent either with his Pornhub obsession. Nothing wrong with any of it.
I'm the purest among us all.
He might rewrite Heather. Yeah, because when Rob makes comments that are sexual, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I hate it.
It's because I don't do it often,
every part of my whole body, I hate
it. You kind of figure it involves anime or
I don't know, but it's hearing Rob do that, it's like, ugh, Rob, stop. Like, he's my uncle and you shouldn't be talking about that.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. I'm like your uncle, but it doesn't. It's worse when I do it than when Ace does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you found out that Rob and Meredith were wild?
Oh God.
Would that freak you out completely?
I mean, I'd be happy for them. I guess that's what they like.
That's I don't what know I that
think.
You would.
I think that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. What, you do think that?
Yeah. Brands? Absolutely.
You think they dress up?
No, I don't. I don't know the details of what it is, but I'm sure. That fact that he doesn't talk about it a lot means it's going down.
Y'all are rocking the house, rocking the big.
I'm not going to tell you one way or the other.
Oh,
yes.
He's a lady. He doesn't kiss and tell.
At least we have one lady on the show.
Yeah, I'm dying to know, though. I would love to know. Like, what's going on?
I just can't get over the fact that Alexis said, I'm not a lady.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not a pervert.
I would love to know.
But you're very ladylike, I would assume, in a
of course.
Public setting.
You got to be able to be a chameleon, you know? Handle business when you need to handle business, and then not be a lady when you don't have to be.
Ludacris said a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed, right?
You know, so. Exactly. See, even when he says stuff like that, I just don't like it.
Wasn't that awkward? I think nobody knew how to respond. I was like,
because I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all.
He's just sharing a ludicrous quote.
Yeah.
Just
kinda, I don't know. But still.
You don't know why we what, Rob?
I don't know why it's so weird.
It just is. I don't know. Okay.
We would find out, like, you know how we saw that house on Zillow a couple weeks ago where they go in the bedroom, it says, like, welcome to Pound Town. That's what I picture. He probably does have that kind of stuff. Like, there's like a whole bookshelf of like toys and stuff.
I kind
of
want to get a sign that says "Welcome to Pound Town." Just see what Meredith
they
said.
Probably have some type of board game setup thing that they do.
We got sex dice.
Yeah, sex dice, fuzzy handcuffs.
Yeah, when she comes home, Rob's sitting there in his underwear, but we don't know what that underwear looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if it was leather?
Oh, yeah. My God. Rob it in is a not. Leather underwear? Oh,
Rob in leather.
Stop it.
Leather briefs and one of those masks.
Oh, God.
I'll give you that peek into things. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not leather.
Get sweaty and sticky and like leather.
It's boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Interesting. Anyways.
I'm done Elden ring. About. More like Elden Sea ring.
Ooh, I'll take you to a level, yeah, level 9, girl.
You know where you were going. Yeah, there.
Like, oh, girl, you about to level up.
I was like, can I say level 69? Yeah.
You about to level up. Yeah. You're going to level 69.
The dungeon master.
I am a master of the level 69.
Okay.
Not me. I'm saying.
Yeah. No, that's just what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, that's why you want to know, because we don't ever hear it. Like, it's like,
exactly.
It piques your interest when, you know. But it's really all I think about. What's going on in the house? It's like 80% of my day is thinking about
what goes on at Rob's house.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Rob. You should feel special. Mm-hmm. Tell Meredith that.
Yeah.
That, that's what Meredith well, does.
Because Alexis tells us everything that's going on in her life in that way. But Rob, he's like, you know, plays it close to the vest. Is that the right phrase?
Yeah.
And Nate's it's almost all like we're just too. Sitting here waiting on Rob to just drop a bomb.
I wish he would.
Nope.
I'm telling you, he doesn't kiss and tell.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Now we know that Riggins is sitting at his house going, wonder what's going on at Rob's house right now. Yeah. I wonder what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, freaks.
Yeah. That would be amazing to find that out. What like if it just came out, like if we all knew something, like before Rob came in, wouldn't it be like, guess what I found out about Rob? And it was just some like wild shit.
Like he accidentally posted something one day or whatever. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. That'd be nuts.
Does he know that we know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see that. Rob, you don't send nudes, right?
No.
I posted by accident.
What? Yeah,
do you want to say that?
No. Well, I mean, why would I not say that?
I don't know, because...
Let's not say that.
Yeah. What? I'm so confused.
Nothing.
Okay. Anyways. Next subject.
Interesting. Okay, I don't know.
Just, you got to be careful when you send nudes if you're going to do that. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you might accidentally do things that you don't want to do. So, that's it.
Hit the wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see where that would be problematic. Well, like I told y'all, I learned a lesson. You got to be careful because I sent that nasty text to all my in-laws and everything.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a pervy thing.
See, that's true.
That's I'm making weird. A joke. I was making a joke with my wife.
I forgot about it.
And then you told your friend's daughter to keep licking ass.
That was an accident.
Yeah, I mean.
That is a misrepresentation.
How many accidents have to happen? Everybody knew that was an accident.
A Freudian autocorrect.
Yeah,
that's right. Told some like 18-year-old girl about licking ass.
That autocorrected. That is everybody found that funny. They knew it was an accident.
And that's like a misdemeanor, I'm pretty sure. You can say that.
Yeah. It was an accident. One, I was making a joke with my wife and I accidentally sent it to the family. Bad. Not good.
No, it's great.
Two was, you know, somebody that I messaged with, I've known her since she grew up and it auto-corrected.
It's even weirder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
I'd be like,
Everybody knew it was a joke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, that's true. Let's. I don't want anybody to hear that and get the wrong impression that didn't hear that story on the radio.
Keep licking ass.
Keep licking ass.
It was an accident. Yeah, I bet.
I was congratulating her on her award.
Why don't you say just congratulations?
Yeah.
You didn't have to put keep kicking ass or whatever.
Yeah, I was just, I'm so proud of you. Keep kicking ass is what I meant to say. And they just said, I'm so proud of you. Keep kicking ass. And that's not what I meant to tell her at all.
She's like, that's not what I got my degree in.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to ECU, but.
Yeah. That wasn't the major.
She doesn't even go to ECU. Thank you.
Yeah. That's all right. I'll just say that I'm the biggest pervert. That's fine. I'll take one for the team.
Well, it's really not a contest.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to say it's a contest, but it's obviously not a nice thing. So instead of pointing fingers, I'll just say, you know what? I'll take it. It's fine.
Do you believe it?
No.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So Alexis has the big wedding on Saturday, tomorrow. Is, are you going to be at your friend's tonight, or is she coming over to your place and bringing clothes with her? Because you said you were going to go through her closet or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm going to her house.
Okay, so yeah. You're going to go through and try to find something to wear over there?
Yeah.
But you have something as you, would you put like a backup?
Backup, yep. It's my last resort. So at least I know I have something. But it's just not my fave.
And it's quality enough, you think it's going to turn some heads?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So okay.
Oh, yeah.
Neck breaking, you know, that's what I do.
That's what I do, neck breaking.
Neck breaking, baby.
Church wedding, hotel wedding, what's the setting?
It's a place called Champagne Manor.
Okay.
In Monroe. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So will there be dancing?
Yeah.
Dining?
Yeah.
Drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the food part. That's the most exciting.
Do you know who's providing the food?
And obviously seeing my friend get married.
Well, yeah.
No, but just because I know them and I know like how much they've put into this wedding, I know it's going to be some good food.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So is it a sit-down meal?
Yes.
Then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never grew up with it. We've talked about that before. I just going to people's weddings. I never grew up going to a wedding where they had, like you saw on television, like a big sit-down meal.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't the thing.
That's what my parents always said. They said, in the South, people don't do big meals at the weddings. But in the North, it's kind of like a common thing. Like you wouldn't go to a wedding without getting a big meal. But it's true. Down here, like I've been to weddings where they had chips and salsa.
That's the only thing?
Chips and salsa and like light hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Light hors d'oeuvres.
I mean, I could do light hors d'oeuvres, but still.
Yeah, and my first wedding, it was kind of a buffet style meal. We had a meal, but it was kind of it was a buffet style. And then, Amanda and I went to Jamaica. We got married, and we had we had dinner on the beach. It was kind of part of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't a big reception. It was just eight of us there. Mm-hmm. I think eight total. There together.
I did take advantage of that pizza bar you had though for your
at the reception thing.
Yeah
that'd be really
because
good.
Munchies kicked in and I was like, perfect, there are mini burgers and pizza here.
Yeah,
the Munchies kicked in.
Yeah, we had mini burgers, pizza, and then what was the we had the dessert,
the donut thing. Wall
donut wall.
I was having so
donut
much
wall
fun
was
eating
a, was a killer idea. She had a great idea for that. Yeah, I can take no claimed any of that. She did all that work. I know that y'all knew that already. I just thought
I'd put it in. Not surprised.
It wasn't if anybody ever thought
I had any planning. You just had to pick up the donuts.
Oh, you didn't have a hand in that?
Yeah, my job was picking up the donuts that morning.
I used to say, well, we'll get some pork rinds and chili cheese dogs.
Yeah. Which would have been fine.
Hamburger meat.
Yeah. Hamburger patties.
All kinds of patties.
I'll just grill some burgers in the back for everybody.
This is the patty table. Salmon patty, chicken patty, beef patty.
That's a variety of patties for your pleasure. We've got some
all kinds of patties.
We got buns, so you can mix match.
We got cooking cheese.
Yeah.
All kinds of cooking cheese.
Steak finger basket.
Who doesn't love, I know you keep it classy, but who doesn't love a damn steak finger basket?
I don't think I've ever had it.
What's a steak finger basket?
A basket of steak fingers.
Duh.
What the hell is a steak finger?
I mean, damn.
Fried steak, I think. I've never had steak fingers.
It's like chicken fried steak, but cut into strips.
Mm. I think they have a Dairy Queen, like, right? That's like a steak finger.
Basket fried steak.
Growing up, the place that became Dairy Queen was called Stark's Family Restaurant.
Stark's is like the other name, I think.
Yeah, Stark's Family Restaurant. You go get the steak finger basket. With fries and a chocolate shake. It's amazing.
Actually, this looks really good.
Yeah. Milk gravy.
Woo.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You look at that now. Where is it from?
These are different, like, recipes and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. They're fantastic. And sometimes my mom would make them at home.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. They're delicious. Your nails look really good. I just noticed your nails for the first time.
Thank you.
That looks really good. Those are good wedding nails.
Appreciate it.
Are you wearing black?
Well, this is gray.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I meant your dress. Will it be black?
Oh, it's a royal blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a royal blue.
And what color are your nails?
Gray and white.
Okay.
The gray and the blue will match. Royal blue and gray will go together.
Yeah, that'll work nice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Michael Kors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. Oh, God. That is 100% correct. Riggins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they're in.
Steak finger baskets are amazing.
I like the steak fried from Bojangles. It's really good. That breakfast steak biscuit that they have. Have you ever tried that?
The steak?
Yeah, it's a steak breakfast sandwich.
No, because I always get the chicken biscuit with the whatever the Bo biscuit thing with cheese on it.
That's what I always used to do too. But then randomly I tried this steak biscuit that they have, and it is so good. It's it's like country fried steak.
There you go.
On a bun, add cheese, and dip it a little bit in honey mustard. Let me tell you, oof, so good.
Yeah, that's the thing about Cracker Barrel is fantastic, but they call it chicken. Is it chicken fried chicken? I think is what they call it.
So
it's delicious because they cover it. They just take a big glob of milk gravy and run it down the middle of it. That's enough to cover the entire
chicken
thing.
Fried chicken, hell yeah!
With some mac and cheese and some big steak fries. Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm. Just pass out after that.
Just eat until you're full. Maybe get a little dessert in there.
Oh yeah, that's the best. And just plop down somewhere.
Yeah, and go home and just lay down on the couch.
Yep. I might go to bed after that.
Might not have a choice.
Might not have a choice. The couch not going to do it.
Yeah. More passed out than fell asleep.
So is the rest of your day-to-day planning for the wedding?
No, I'm actually going to take a barista class today.
Oh, that's right. You told us that earlier.
Yes, I'm going to be certified. It's a 4-hour class, and it's all about learning how to make
coffees.
Okay. The right coffees.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very, very different from, I would guess, what Riggins' day is going to be like the rest of the day-to-day. You got grocery store?
Oh, God, no. I got some Mother's Day planning to do, so I'm going to run around town. And
it's raining.
It's raining.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I know, I might.
You run all your errands on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Rob, but are you
doing...
A lot
of those places aren't open.
Are you doing anything for your mom for Mother's Day, Rob?
I'm going to go see her. That's all.
Okay. A card? No card? Anything?
No, we don't get each other stuff. She's just like me. If I get her something, she's mad at me.
So your siblings aren't going to get her anything?
I don't think so. We don't do that.
Y'all all get together for take her out to lunch or anything?
I might take her to lunch if she wants to go, but usually she tells me she doesn't want to go either. So,
do your nieces and nephews get presents for their mom, like your sister?
I think so. Yeah.
Kind of a low maintenance family, though. I like that.
I'm into that. Mm. Yeah. So then on Sunday, I'm going to go over there probably tomorrow. Spend the night, and then on Sunday there's my brother and sister-in-law have planned like this brunch, which I hate, at this very fancy restaurant. So I'm like, oh God, can I get out of there before that meal happens? So I just don't want to do that at all.
So you will, are you spend the night at your parents' house, or you're there Sunday morning with your mom? Yeah. But you'll be gone.
Hopefully.
Before they leave to go to the brunch?
Just sit, yeah, because nobody wants to do that. It's like a real stuffy, like dressed up.
Well, does your mom want to go?
It's Mother's Day.
Huh?
It's going to be packed because it's Mother's Day.
They've probably made reservations.
Yeah, they have.
And so were you invited to the brunch?
Yep.
Oh, and you said no?
Maybe. But they know.
They know that maybe means I don't want to go to your stupid brunch.
She don't want to go to brunch.
In restaurants, this is one of the busiest days, Mother's Day. Ooh, I remember. I've worked almost every Mother's Day, and it was like insane from open to close.
Yeah. We've done one at a vineyard before. My mom doesn't drink wine. So
I can remember being a kid and making plans to take my mom out for Mother's Day. But then, of course, I wasn't paying for anything because I was like 11.
Yeah.
So it's like, Mom, we don't have to do this.
Yeah,
Mom, we're going to the lunch buffet, the Mother's Day buffet at the Sheraton. She was like, great. Knowing that didn't mean we were paying. She had to pay for it. Like, damn.
Do we have to put on this charade?
Look, I'm 12.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I don't have any money.
Yeah.
We would usually go with somebody else, like one of her other friends who was divorced or whatever, their kids, we would all go together, you know. That way everybody's not alone on Mother's Day.
It's blended family.
Yeah. I don't think that's what that's called, but it's okay. Is it not? No. I think a blended family is when, like, mom and dad come together and they both have kids.
Oh.
Like the movie Step Brothers was a blended family. I could have thought of a million better.
Bunch. Interesting choice.
Brady yeah, I was, could have thought maybe? Of a million different.
It's like Step Brothers. How is it like Step Brothers? It's
like Brady Bunch is a blended family.
It is. That's a better example of a blended family. But I wanted to use something slightly more current. And I just saw Step Brothers on TV a couple of nights ago. So maybe that's why I went with that right off the bat.
It's like, damn, Spawn.
It occurred to me I could have used a better example there.
It's like that damn movie Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Where he's killing everybody.
Just like that.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.